Padke Iskan Samstapikacharya Srila Prabhupadke Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavat Tamke Sri Sri Radha Radhanathke Sri Giri Govardhanke Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuke Sankirtan Yajnake Gopremanande. All glories to the Samo devotees. All glories to the Samo devotees. All glories to the Samo devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, that'll do. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 20. Oops. Sorry. Got to turn off the speaker here. Just a second. Okay. Yes, so Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, The Renunciation of Karadama Muni, Text 28. Baho Janma Vipakvena Samyag Yoga Samadina Drashtom Yatante Yataya Shunyagareshu Yat Padam Bahu Janma Vipakvena Samyagyoga Samadina Drashtam Yatante Yataya Shunyagareshu Yat Padam Baho Janma Vipakvena Samyag Yoga Samadina Drashtam Yatante Yataya Shunyagareshu Yat Padam Baho Janma Vipakvena Samyag Yoga Samadina Drashtam Yatante Yataya Shunyagareshu Yat Padam baho many janma after births vipakvena which is mature samyak perfect yoga samadhina by trance in yoga drashtom to see yatante they endeavor yataya the yogis shunya agaresho in secluded places yat whose padam feet after many births mature yogis by complete trance in yoga endeavor in secluded places to see the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Some important things are mentioned here about yoga. The word bahu janma vipakvena means after many, many births of mature yoga practice. And another word, samyag yoga samadhina, means by complete practice of the yoga system. Complete practice of yoga means bhakti yoga. Unless one comes to the point of bhakti yoga or surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's yoga practice is not complete. This same point is corroborated in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante. Bhagavad Gita 7:19. After many, many births, the jnani who has matured in transcendental knowledge surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kardama Muni repeats the same statement. After many, many years and many, many births of complete practice of yoga, one can see the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in a secluded place. It is not that after one practices some sitting postures, he immediately becomes perfect. One has to perform yoga a long time, many, many births. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. One has to perform yoga a long time, many, many births, to become mature. And a yogi has to practice in a secluded place. One cannot practice yoga in a city or in a public park and declare that he has become God simply by some exchange of dollars. This is all bogus propaganda. Those who are actually yogis practice in a secluded place, and after many, many births, they become successful, provided they surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the completion of yoga. Okay, I'll read the verse again. Bahu janma vipakvena samyag yoga samadhina drashtum yatante yataya shunyagareshu yatpadam. After many births, mature yogis, by complete trance in yoga, endeavor in secluded places to see the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachade Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adigora Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakapacharubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha. Paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj ki. Okay. Yes, so Bahu Janma, Prabhupada quotes also at least that first line of Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 verse 19, that it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come easy. It really takes a lot to become successful in yoga. It's not a small thing. It's not just a casual thing. This point Prabhupada is making here, it's not just a casual thing that you just do a bit of this or that every now and then, and when the mood comes upon you, and then you make real progress. And what to speak of just real progress, but actually you come to the point of realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not so cheap as many people think. And not just many people think, but as is promoted enthusiastically in order to get more customers, they promote this idea, you can become a big yogi, some like really quite substantial yogi very easily. to take it to a ridiculous point, when I was young, 20 years old or something, I decided, because the Beatles were into it, I decided I must also take up transcendental meditation. Yes. So I went to the place in Auckland, New Zealand, and I applied, I want to get into it, whatever it involves. And it involved being initiated. Okay, initiate me. So they did. And it was just so silly, my Lord. This little fellow, some smallish chap, who he was a giggler, a gigglet. He would giggle. He would say something, sort of trying to preach to me, and then he'd giggle, trying to show that he's on a very blissful level. And he told me that, yes, after 3 months, you realize this and that, and it's really nice. And then he said, and after 6 months, you become God. Really? This is what he told me. And then he really giggled. And I didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness, other than that the Beatles were into it, and I'd heard the Hare Krishna mantra before, because this was like 1970, probably. But even then, despite me being a total novice and just not knowing about these things, about yoga and Krishna consciousness and, the goals and what realizations are possible and different levels and types and all that. But even in my just abject ignorance, when he told me that after 6 months you become God, I thought, oh, come on. Don't tell me that. That's crazy. And you have to give a donation. And he wanted 30 New Zealand dollars. I offered 10. and he complained that, you know, generally people give 30. It was all I had. So he shrugged his shoulders, giggled, and accepted it. But Prabhupada's talking about this sort of idea here, that people think they can just casually practice yoga. Well, generally that means some form of hatha yoga or the asana stage, of Ashtanga yoga. This is really what it is, actually. Of course, they don't generally tell you that. So, yes, you can't just casually practice and expect or hope or even dream that you're just going to become, you know, what to speak of becoming God, which is totally absurd suggestion. But you're not going to become successful hardly at all to any degree, particularly in terms of getting some spiritual realization. You might improve your health, your posture, or your something. Prabhupada definitely was in favor of the idea of exercise for physical health. And he practiced that himself for physical health. But the idea of some yoga practice for some spiritual realization, Prabhupada just didn't take it seriously. And that's what he's saying here. And Kardama Muni, he is addressing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Kapila. He's actually addressing the Lord here. And he already said, as we read, what was it, on Saturday, that there's this whole phenomenon of the demigods seeing what's going on in the world around them and seeing that it's bad. It's very difficult, particularly on this level of material, of the universe, the middle planetary system. So seeing that it's very bad. And even as we read on Saturday, that the poor conditioned souls, they're just suffering too much. And so the demigods, who in many cases are not really advanced in Krishna consciousness, although they are Krishna conscious to some degree, but even they, who don't have that depth of purification of heart and sensitivity, even they start feeling compassionate upon us, the conditioned souls. So then they approach the Supreme Lord to appeal to him, please appear to help these conditioned souls. And we mentioned the other day how all the suffering, whatever people are going through, if you remember what Prabhupada said, that there are no extraneous sources, meaning all your suffering, all my suffering, ultimately is self-inflicted. Like we mentioned the other day, you don't find innocent victims. Certainly you find victims who, you know, it appears on the surface that they may be very innocent because they can't see back to previous lifetimes where they performed probably atrocities or at least abuses, and, you know, they did nasty things. They can't see that. And so now, the situation there now, it is sort of, it's isolated. It's isolated from the cause, whatever sinful activity it was they did. And so, as far as they can see, and you know, we mentioned the other day, they usually very enthusiastically blame whoever else, somebody else. Yes, but this is inaccurate. So along with all that happening, this also happens, what's being mentioned here, that the yogis, of course, there are yogis and yogis, as they say. Not every yogi is, not every yogi is like a very good yogi. There's so many levels. And nowadays, of course, you get many bogey yogis. But the very sincere yogis who are actually practicing with full dedication of the heart and just totally dedicated, and even for many lives, and even Prabhupada says, after many, many births, really means really a long time, they've been practicing very sincerely, then they come to see the Lord face to face. It may happen in a secluded place. It's a very interesting Sanskrit term. Shunya gareshu. Shunya agareshu. Shunya meaning nothing. Where, in some place where there's nothing. Agareshu. Agareshu meaning something along the lines of residence. Place of residence. Agareshu. Gareshu would mean in a house. But agareshu, secluded. Shunya agareshu. There's just no house. There's just nothing. Very secluded. So what a practice. And they may see the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's really amazing. That's just, what an incredible achievement. But here now, at least we can see it from this point of view, that Kardama Muni is saying that now these yogis who otherwise they practice for years and years under extremely rigorous circumstances, but now they're going to see you. And not only they, but so many people are going to see you out of your mercy. This is really wonderful. So certainly it's a fact. It's really wonderful. And therefore, the practice of yoga should be done in that sort of way. One should not have expectations or just, you know, cheap ideas that I'll do something really cheap. I mean, you know, I mentioned how I got initiated, Haribol, as a TM man, I was. And I used to do it. But sometimes I would put on some, well, sometimes I would do it in a gathering, you know, other young people were there. Sort of a bit like a party type environment. And someone would put on some music of the day. You know, oh my gosh, the music of the day. the Rolling Stones or something, and I would do meditation. Haribo, talk about forget it, and just, you know, and it's just truly a joke. But that's what was going on. But I had some expectations. I wasn't thinking I was going to become God, but at least I wanted to get peace of mind. But I can report to you all that I failed completely to get peace of mind. So it is something substantial. I mean, the process is something substantial. And even for us, we read and we hear Lord Chaitanya, Krishna and Bhagavad Gita to some degree, and Lord Chaitanya, that this process of bhakti yoga, relatively speaking, is very easy. And even, you can get a person like, what was his name in the 9th canto? Maharaj. Anyway, there's one personality in the 9th canto who, was it? Not Ambarish. No. Who fought for the demigods and against the demons. And who was that? Begins with K. Anyway, he fought for the demigods against the demons. And they became so pleased with him that they gave him a benediction they asked him, they told him, we will give you a benediction. Huh? No. I should know. I mean, I've talked about this so many times, this personality. But anyway, so they told him like that. And, yeah, that would you like a benediction? Katvanga. Katvanga. Maharaj Katvanga. Yes. So, would you like a benediction? Well, yeah, we want to reciprocate because you helped us. And he said, all right, tell me when I'm going to die. And they had a little discussion. And they came back and said, you know, you're going to die in 1 minute. And he focused his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sure enough, he died. And he went back to Godhead. This is mentioned, at least, in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we do hear that bhakti yoga is relatively easy compared to other processes of yoga. And particularly bhakti yoga, as taught by Lord Chaitanya, is so merciful, so easy. But it still takes a lifetime. It still takes a lifetime. It's just not for people who want casual things. Yes. So as Prabhupada says here, this is all bogus propaganda. And we learn our own practical experience as we're trying to practice and develop our Krishna consciousness, that it takes time, and there are challenges along the way. There are definitely challenges of different sorts along the way. Just like I'll tell you one interesting type of challenge, which I had an experience of last night. I'm not going to mention any names, but some devotees who I know pretty well in some other part of the world got into a real sort of standoff with each other. There was a clash. It was a real clash. And so they wrote to me, you know, if it's not enough with Bhakti Charu Maharaj situation and all, plus various other things, but they wrote to me with that, can I solve the problem? And yes, but what had happened was, at least part of it, was that someone had supposedly said something about someone to someone else, and someone else reported that to the someone. But the report was inaccurate. And unfortunately, someone, boy, where are we? So one devotee said something about someone else, some devotee said, supposedly said something about some devotee, but someone else reported that, and someone who was a devotee just accepted it, that the devotee had actually said it, and got into a whole situation. But then, then wrote to me, I got a couple of messages last night sometime. But then I get a message this morning that, oh, wrong information was reported. It wasn't really like that. So, you know, there are many challenges in this material world. You know, as we know, people write books about them, and devotees do too. But one thing is, if it's reported to you that someone said something about you, you know, not so sweet, then, you know, before you jump to a conclusion, check it out. Yeah, really find out what happened. Because if you do jump to a conclusion which is not correct, then you commit an offense. If then you start thinking badly and speaking badly about the first person who supposedly said something, but actually they didn't really, then particularly, at least if you speak, if you do something about it, you will get reactions. In Kali Yuga, it's something we don't see so often, don't read about so often, but I've read about it before, and I just read about it a few days ago. In Kali Yuga, if you think something offensive or sinful, if you think something sinful, you don't get a karmic reaction. In Dwarpa Yuga, etc., the previous yugas, if you just think about whatever, some sinful activity, you will get that reaction. But it's a mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Kali Yuga that if you think about doing a sinful reaction, get a sinful activity, you don't get an actual karmic reaction. Of course, because your mind, if you think like that, because your mind is now entering into the modes of passion and ignorance, so you will feel the presence of passion and ignorance, which is not nice, but you will not actually get some concrete reaction. I mean, but you will not feel nice. Yes. So this is a challenge that when devotees supposedly say something negative about you, you've got to go into it and see what is really the situation before responding or reacting. Otherwise, if you, just without going through that process, if you just make some reaction, you will at least become contaminated, and you may get sinful reactions, which may be really detrimental in your Krishna consciousness. And if you don't work to overcome that habit of jumping to conclusions just like that, then, well, I don't really know how you're going to make good advancement in Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead. I don't know. I think it would be rather hard to say. So there are challenges. I'm just mentioning this in the context of how it takes time. It takes time. Patience is a virtue, my mother used to tell me. Patience is a virtue. It's so important to be patient and tolerant and carry on in Krishna consciousness without being too much affected by what goes on. That's a challenge. And we have to learn how to deal with that challenge. And we have to learn to deal with a number of other challenges in Krishna consciousness. And it all takes time. And therefore, as Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Generally speaking, many births and many deaths before you finally even come to the point of actually taking up Krishna consciousness, and certainly before you may go back to Godhead. Yes, so, and of course this practice of yoga, as is not promoted by people who are, like yogis and teaching systems of yoga to the people in general. There is a system of progression amongst the yogas. Not all yogas are equal. Yeah. Not all yogas are equal. In the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's the discussion in the beginning of the chapter, more or less, and it's in the third chapter too, of how Sankhya Yoga, the analytical process for finding the Supreme Lord, and then Bhakti Yoga, the process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how in a certain sense they're kind of the same thing, more or less. But there's also a difference. The difference is that one is to find the lotus feet, the other is to serve the lotus feet. And just finding the lotus feet doesn't necessarily mean you're going to serve them. It's like a further development. So there's a progression. There's a hierarchy amongst the systems of yoga. And Bhakti Yoga, Krishna consciousness, is the topmost. And it's the only one which can actually bring one to the point of perfection and going back to Godhead. If one becomes stuck in any of the others, then one will just get stuck. Means stuck in the material world until further notice. Until somehow or other, if you're able to take to devotional service. So Kardama Muni is celebrating here I am seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This normally takes such a long time. But look, I'm seeing the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What mercy. What mercy. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question, Maharaj? Words of wisdom. Say that again.
Any yoga, unless they come to Bhakti Yoga, they will not be successful.
Yes, that's it, exactly. Any form of yoga, any type of yogi, if they don't come to Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Yoga, they won't be successful. Even in their own yoga, actually. Even in their own yoga. They won't really be successful as Ashtanga yogis unless they become attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
They become subject to false ego.
Huh?
They become false ego. They get more and more proud of
it. False ego, yes.
We can see the whole Kumara highly elevated.
Okay, that's an interesting point. The four Kumars, they were big yogis, but, I mean, they were really big yogis, but still they reacted like that when they were, you know, sort of mistreated or whatever by Jayan Vijay. Yeah, that's a very important point. Thank you. Sri Damodar Prabhu. Krishna consciousness takes time. Okay, that's true. Yes, I remember that. We were just saying, and it's just here in the verse and purport, Krishna consciousness takes time. But Burijan Prabhu says, you also have to give time, put time into your Krishna consciousness. Like means you're chanting, you're reading, you got to put time in, quality time. And quality attention into these things. Yeah. And we should not just be on a sort of Krishna conscious automatic pilot in our Krishna consciousness. Like, yeah, I can do it. I know how to do all these things. No problem. Away I go. Thank you. Oh, where did Mataji Rukmini go? She's not here. Anyone else? Mataji's? Oh, yes, sorry. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's true. We heard what Burijan Prabhu said. Aindra Prabhu said that it's often said that Krishna consciousness is a gradual process, but it's as gradual as you make it. Yeah, that's true. For Maharaj Katvanga, it was 1 minute. 1 minute. He was already a devotee. But we're also already devotees, you know, so to speak. Yeah, but then suddenly he just, 1 minute. Mother Radha Radnath, any comment? Anyone? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.